All right, guys, welcome to the Camp Financial Stock Market Update. And today we're going to talk about what was a good purchase that could have gone even better had I continued to follow my rules in my system. The problem with getting busy in life is sometimes you miss things and you don't track it well enough, and I should have put a alert system in, or I should have set up an alert on this stock for me to buy some more when the stock dropped in price, and I didn't. And it's fine, the stock's come back pretty well. But it could be up quite a bit more. So the other thing that I will just kind of talk about real shortly toward the end of the podcast is some Intel trades, and actually maybe not even necessarily the Intel trade, more so just a system that I've used this year, selling cash secured puts, as well as selling some upside call spreads to generate cash into my wife's portfolio, which at this point in time this year, well, it's December 4th, so there's a month left, essentially, of trading. And I have her portfolio in a position where she is down 1.3% on the year compared to the market, which I don't have it up directly in front of me right now. I can look real quick. The market, the Dow, is now down 5.25% on the year, and the S&P is down 14.5%, and the NASDAQ is down 26%. So doing slightly better than the Dow, quite a bit better than the S&P 500, which is kind of the one that I try to more compare against. So sometimes I'm trailing the S&P 500 pretty heavily, but this time we're up pretty good. So anyways, let's jump into it. So the stock I want to talk about primarily is Caterpillar. And so when I reviewed this stock most recently, was on May 3rd. And just looking at it, it was telling me that there was, you know, at least 20% upside. That's one of the things that I do with this what I'm essentially calling a system that I run called the Dow Value System. Essentially, I'm looking to buy stocks in the Dow that I think there's more than 20 or upwards of 20, and usually more than 20% upside in the next year. If I think there's that kind of upside potential, then I'm going to go ahead and buy shares of the stock. I usually buy about $1,000 worth, so I'm not buying, you know, large amounts here. But you know, 4 shares is what I bought, right, in Caterpillar back in May. So May 3rd ran that screen or updated all the numbers, and it said, yep, you should buy. So I did. The one part of the system that I failed on was the when it drops 20% from purchase price, then I look to add another 50% of the position. So I bought 4 shares at a price of $221.30, $880, $885, I guess. And, with that setup, what I should have done, it's been prepared in July as the stock price dropped down to $178. I should have added another $500, bought another $500 worth. So at $178, probably would have bought two, might have bought three shares, you know, depending. So two shares would have been, what, about 360? Three shares would have been 530. So I probably would have went ahead and bought three there, then rode it back up. And as you can see today, again, it's December 4th, Caterpillar is trading at $236 a share. So that initial position that I put on at 221.30 is up 6.7%. And the, you know, if I had doubled down, you know, not doubled down, but added to the position like my rules are for the system, then I would have added another three shares down at $178. And I didn't put that all together, but so let's see if we had three at 178. Plus the four at 221.30, our total cost would have been, call that, just over $1,400, $1,420. And let's see, what would seven shares be trading at today? So seven plus the dividends that I've accumulated, which isn't a lot, but you know, is still something. It's another, you know, 0.05 shares, so not a lot, like I said, but so we would have turned 1320 into 1664. Again, I've turned 880 into 955 right now. So you know, still up 6.7% on that trade since May, but always a little bit of a bummer when you, again, you look at your system, you know that had you just followed the rules the way you were supposed to, then you know, you'd be talking more like a 26% upside, you know, would have made $345 on the trade. So with all that said, you know, I still like Caterpillar kind of where it's at right now. You know, Caterpillar really kind of doubled down over the last year. They've been buying back tons and tons of their shares, especially when the price was there in that 190 ish range, when the stock price really dropped, they really took it on and said, we are going to, you know, we're going to hit this pretty hard. So they bought back 17 million shares at an average price of $194 a share, so they bought back $3.3 billion worth of stock in the last year. Actually, in the last 9 months, they bought back 3.3 billion shares of stock on a, you know, call it $110 billion company, $120 billion company. So that means they're buying back, I mean, they bought back almost 4% of the company. So ownership obviously sees plenty of value in it there at that $190 mark. We'll see if they, when we get their next earnings report, you know, if they're continuing to buy quite as extensively as they have in the past. But the other part is, you know, they've still got $13 billion of share repurchase available based on their, what the board has approved. So they could still buy back almost 11% of the company. Huge sales growth year over year. I mean, they're 120%. I mean, they're 20% over the prior year in 2022. That's pretty telling, I think, to me, for a company like Caterpillar, that you would think as the economy's really kind of started to falter a little bit with inflation being as high as it is, you might think that people wouldn't be spending as much money on large machinery, but they are. So again, I still feel like you got a pretty good upside potential even here at 235, where it's at trading wrap today. See this thing going pretty, I mean, a fair amount higher for sure. Who knows how much higher it might go, but based on the value on, kind of the historic way Caterpillar traded, I definitely could see this going up from here. So that kind of talks through Caterpillar. Real quick, jumping in on Intel. So again, I've been selling a cash secured put and then buying a call spread or selling a call spread up above the price, using that income that's generated from that trade to buy shares of Intel stock. So, again, just kind of started this with Intel real recently. I've been doing a lot more in my wife's portfolio. Bigger stocks, Apple, Amgen, pretty much playing with the big Dow stocks, Apple, Amgen, American Express. I know I have in her portfolio, and Cisco as well. So I think those were the four, without going in and looking, but I know those four for sure. So, and doing that, kind of running that system has helped me to keep her portfolio flat this year while the market's down. So anyways, I've been doing it with Intel in my brokerage account recently. So I've accumulated a couple of shares. Then this most recent month, actually, or fairly recently, I should say, put a trade on November 22nd, where I sold two cash secured puts below for January and the January expiration date. So, almost 2 months out for expiration. Sold a couple of puts below the price, the stock price, and bought a call above the share price. So essentially, got a lot of upside potential. So if the stock goes, so the call that I bought was the $30 call. So if the stock goes above $30, every penny that it goes above $30, I make a dollar. So it's 100 shares. It's a 1-to-1. Stock drops below my put price, which is $27.50. I'm losing $2 for every penny that it drops below $27.50. Although I put this trade on for a $14 credit to the portfolio, so I actually have 7 cents of downside below $27.50. So as long as the stock ends on January 20th above $27.43, that trade will be in the money. Definitely looking for it to go much higher. Obviously we want it to go above $30 a share. That's where we're going to get the, bigger upside potential. But if it stays anywhere between $27.50, anything above $27.50, it's a net $14 credit to the portfolio regardless. So we'll see how that plays out. I'll continue to kind of update on that. A couple of trades that I put on in the last, let me see if these, I think these are the last week. Yep. On 11/29, I bought three shares of Becton Dickinson, ticker symbol BDX. Really just based on price momentum, just the way I'm seeing the stock trade. Price is headed up, buying on, following the trend. So bought in at 238.74, up 5.7%. Again, small position, small portfolio, so small position, right? I'm not trading big dollar amounts, but you know, up 5.7% on Becton Dickinson, and as well as then the following day, good price action seen in Microsoft. So I bought in there at 241.84 on November 30th. And it is trading today at 255.02, so up 5.45% on the Microsoft trade. So those we're keeping an eye on. I actually did set up the alerts in my system, so I will get an email that tells me when I need to trade out of those stocks if they drop below the system generated price to let me know, hey, it's no longer in an uptrend. It's time to get out. So I believe both of those have moved above my buy price now. So if it triggers, we get out and we make a small profit. If it triggers and it's, you know, if it gaps down below, then we get out and we take a loss. But either way, as it runs right now, we are up. Or we would be up on those trades if they hit our stopped price. So with that said, that's going to be it for today. And we're going to make this happen going forward. We're going to start doing this weekly. I do like to kind of talk through some of the different stocks that I'm looking at, some of the different trades that I've put on. I'm going to commit to making this happen once a week. I'm going to start putting it on my schedule. I'm getting a new calendar, I guess. A new manager. A new system to kind of manage my day. So I can set aside specific amounts of time every day to work on the things that I need to work on. And so every Sunday night, this will show up in my planner that I need to do this recording. And we'll talk about, you know, whatever it might be. And if we get questions, I will address those as well as part of the podcast going forward. So that is it for today. Thank you guys, and we will see you next time.